Number three, why was Christ called the Lamb of God? This is important. This is, if you read it, here's John the Baptist, and he sees Jesus, and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." But what most people don't realize is what's preceded that. I bet a lot of you, even that are not spiritual in terms of Christianity and involved in the Bible reading, you probably have at least heard of the of Pharaoh and the Egyptians who conquer and take as captive the Israelites who are God's people. And so to get them released, there's what's called the 10 plagues. Many of you have heard of the 10 plagues that were put on Pharaoh and his people. Well, one plague after the other did not convince Pharaoh to let God's people go, until number 10 came along. And number 10 was this, that if you don't let the people go, then the first male born of every family will die. God will have them killed. And they, I don't buy that. So what God did was he told the Israelites, now look, the death angel is going to come through this place and it's going to take every male born unless there is blood that's been put over what's called the lintel, the headpost of the door frame outside your house. If there's blood on that, then the death angel passes by. It passes over is literally the thought. And in order to do that, they were given instruction. You better take a lamb, and it has to be a specific type of lamb. It has to be a male, hear this, and without blemish. Couldn't have an eye that was out, couldn't have be lame, the best of the best. And then they would take that little lamb with children and everybody around, and they would cut the jugular. It was not a beautiful thing. Particularly if your kid has said, "Oh, my pet, that's my favorite. That's the best one of all. Don't they? There's a little mean one that bites. He's got one eye." You know, he'd go, no, it has to be a male without blemish. And so they take it, they get the blood, they put it in a basin, and here's what they had to do. On that very night that the angel was to pass over, they were to have a meal that became known as the Passover meal. Jewish people still hold it to this day. And they washed their hands in the blood, and then they would confess their sins as they would do that, whatever came to mind. And the idea was that that little lamb will take my sin, because in their Old Testament it said, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And so that became the Passover ritual every year. Now, do they really believe that the sins were literally put on that little physical lamb? No, it was representing another lamb. And when John the Baptist sees Jesus, he says, there, the Lamb of God that was being predicted way back then, there's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the earth.